Please stand now. The opening hymn is 680. Celebration this morning of the Holy Eucharist, Rite 2, begins on page 355 of the red prayer books, not the blue ones or the black ones, the red ones, as we remain standing. At the top of the page, blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be your kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. All desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. As we remain standing, let us pray together the collect for this Sunday, the 19th Sunday after the day of Pentecost, on the bulletin insert, the contemporary version. Lord, we pray that your grace may always proceed and follow us, that we may continually be given the good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated, if possible, for the book of Job.
Oh, well, there's
we're doing the new thing. If there's anybody involved with Sunday school, call Patty. And she needs some help. If there's any adult who would like to go help, you can come back for communion. But if you'd like to help, go that way. I'm sure why. Now, the first reading from that happy book of Job.
The first reading is from Job. Job said, "Today also my complaint is bitter. His hand is heavy despite my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his dwelling. I would lay my case before him and fill my mouth with his arguments. I would learn what he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in the greatness of his power? No, but he would give heed to me. There an upright person could reason with him, and I should be acquitted forever by my judge. If I go forward, he is not there, or backward, I cannot perceive him. On the left, he hides, and I cannot behold him. I turn to the right, but I cannot see him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. If only I could vanish in darkness, and thick darkness would cover my face." The word of the Lord.
The psalm appointed for today is a portion of Psalm 22, found on your bulletin insert or on page 610 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let's read this together. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me, and are so far from my cry, from the words of my distress? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer. By night as well, but I find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the graces of Israel. Our forefathers put their trust in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not put to shame. But as for me and my worm and my domain, scorned by all who despise by the people. All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, 'He trusted in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, if he delights in me.' Yet you are he who took me out of the womb and kept me safe upon my brother's breast. I have been entrusted to you ever since I was born. You were my God when I was still in my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many young bulls encircle me, strong bulls of the Bashan surround me. They open wide their jaws at me, like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart within my breast is melting wax. My mouth is dried out like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. And you have laid me in the dust of the grave."
Please remain seated now for the second reading.
Thank you.
The second reading this morning is from Hebrews. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since, then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who is in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 711.
For mortals, and it is impossible, but for God, For God all things are possible. Peter began to say to him, Look, we have left everything to follow you. Jesus said, Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age. Houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields with persecution and the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Than the next guy. It's easy to do that. It's easy to fall into some groove and continue that thing until it starts snowballing on you and you have no place to go to get rid of the problem. Or how could you get rid of it? You start getting excited, and pretty soon you start slipping out. And then your friends notice your absence from your work, or your work is catching up with you. There's a lot of things that tells in your system that you can't hide from your friends. There's no way that you can hide things like that from your friends when they know you. And Lord God knows you. He knows when you were conceived. He knows when you are born. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. You don't know. But we can't always depend on things like that. We've got to go out, especially if you're a man or a woman with a family. You have to make a foundation for your family. To have a family and raise them, they need a lot of things. They need clothes, they need school, of all they need education. You are responsible for those kids, children, until after college. And then you can kick them out. If they didn't learn it by then, that's too bad. Until that day, and they don't owe you nothing for that. Why? Because they did not ask you to come into this world. That's why. My grandmother was an exceptional woman. She took care of her children. She took care of eight of her grandchildren. I was one of them. And she always saw that we had food on the table. And we had clothes to wear. That was my grand. She was a smart old bird. My grandfather too. Both of my grandfathers were. I didn't even know my other grandmother. She died when I was born. But my grandfather, who she was married to, Chief Matthew, was a smart man. He predicted a lot of things in his lifetime. A lot of people thought he was crazy because the things he predicted were so far in the future that nobody could believe him. Now, he said that we name people we started giving our kids to school. Always brought that up. We have to teach our kids good thinking. What you do with your kids, they always say. He said one day, your kid is going to come back from school and run our country down in Juneau in Washington. We have lawyers now. The only thing we lack is doctors. We don't have no doctors here. We have two, but two of them stay outside. They say, we don't want to ask, but there's no money. So they were talk to us. Go after the money. But that's how it goes. We have to give our kids more than what we receive. We always worry about how we're going to meet tomorrow. How we're going to meet tomorrow's bills. I always do that every month. Meeting tomorrow's bills. With the little money you have, you could do it if you cut out some things. First of all, alcohol, bingo. I don't play bingo, but my mother used to be a rascal for that. She was coming up from Anchorage one time. She lived in Anchorage. And her cousin used to live over in Grail. He's calling mom. She probably saw him and said, did you really do your bingo? She went before he did, you know. And she went to the bingo hall when she got up here. And he was in there, you know. So they had $1,000 jackpot. Well, by golly, she won that, you know. And then she went over to another bingo hall, which had a $500 jackpot. And if she didn't win that one, that just gave her an ammunition for the next 20 years. But $1,500 is nothing compared to what she put in for the next 20 years. She put $4,000 in the problem. But anyway, that's beside the point. And her cousin, as soon as she won the second one, he loves come over and make cookies. We're all in. He was like that thing. He didn't sound like it. He sounded mean, but he was. My mother loves to do it. So we thought to have some vices to calm us down. Me, my vices, movies. I love movies. I love good movies. And I was watching one last night, Ike, on Eisenhower. Just the days of planning the invasion of France. Just in that period of when they landed in France. It was a very, very intelligent man. He's a Republican, but that Republican I love. He really coordinated all nations for this one big thing, right like that. He directed all the nations so they come together for that one day where they went short. He was quite a man. That's the kind of movies I like. I was lucky, though. I was too young for World War II. And I was just right for Korea. But God switched around troops. So I didn't go. And we were really practicing, you know, all that. Toward Korea. And a lot of things happened. The biggest thing that happened was the president cut out segregation in the military in 1953. And what happened was our company, this infantry outfit I was in, trained born Korea, half of this company went into this black company, and half of this black company went into our company. And I went into the black company, which was an aircraft battalion, and they didn't need an aircraft over there. They didn't have no airplanes. So, that saved me from going over there. Saved my life, too, I think. I knew a couple of my buddies didn't make it. And one came back, he was so bad. But, that's war. But, I always think about things like that. Yeah. Another thing that happened to me, I was in a fire one time. That 40% of my body burnt. And I was unconscious for quite a while. But I didn't hurt for about 3 weeks after. But then it sucked. And I thought I was going to go crazy. It hurt so bad. But that was God. He was punishing me for that can of tobacco. I thought I was going to be a favorite. But he looked down and said, "Steve, that can of tobacco, you got to pay for it." And, I'll pull you out of that fire, and she says, "I'll pay for the sin of the God." See, so there's no way that you could pull the wool over God's eyes. Look at all those big shot dinosaur ridden people down on Wall Street. That God caught stealing money. They thought they could get in there and cover it up with something else. You know. They could for a while. But something like that, you can't cover up. God knows it. And He probably was in there one day when they were shuffling books, and if I do this to this one, this guy wouldn't see it. But there's two pages of this guy, and he only worked on one. There, see? God was in there too. He hid that second page. No one can fool God. no matter how clever we think we are, no matter how much schooling we went to, but if you were an accountant, you handle all the money for this one company, and you start laundering money, but these guys wouldn't know it, but you know it because you were bringing in that money and taking out that money, the only money which you would never pay back, and stuff like that, and laundering money. They think they get away with things like that, but not. So, it don't work like that. Best way to do that is honest. In no way, absolutely no way, that you can fool our God. He knows everything. He knows everything that we think we know. He knows our kids. Our children need us like we need them. You know, it's hard to believe that you people, the young ones, are sitting home with your kids Saturday night saying, no, you can't block me. And you're all quiet and say, oh, God, how long is coming down? But it goes on for a little while. Only 10, 15 years. That's nothing. When you get my age, you look back on that 10, 15 years, and your kids are grown up and they have their own. And you see the results of your teaching, your talking. I used to think about my kids that they're never going to grow up. I'll tell you one thing about kids. You take a teenager from 13 to 18, 20 years, and they see the facts of life just floating by them just so fast that they want to jump on, you know, jump on the train. They want to have fun. It's okay to let them have fun. But one thing that you got to teach them, the crossroads of life, down the path of life, there's crossroads. And each crossroad resembles something that's going to go on in your life. And you tell them about these crossroads, and they don't pay attention. Like you say, oh, my kids don't pay attention to me. That's not so. Every child that is talked to pay attention to what they're told. They go down this crossroad, this life pathway, and come to these crossroads, and they say, oh, I remember Dad or Mom telling me about that. Excuse me. I'm going to watch this one. There again. Kids pay attention. Even if they don't act like it. My young boy, youngest one, he was a rascal. now he's a representative of a union in the electrical lineman's part in Anchorage. And my other son is a foreman of the lineman up here. So they paid attention. My daughter is a teacher. My daughter runs a company in Tennessee. And they're all responsible citizens. I can go on. My other granddaughter's in the church. Our children are taken over with our guidance. They will not try to fool God, but work with God in their children. Work with God among their peers, in their community. God loves us. God loves each one of us. Sometimes you think that He forgot me, but it's not so. It takes God some time to answer some prayers. And sometimes it's answered in a week. But they are answered. God loves you. God loves this church. He loves everybody, especially when you come to His house every Sunday to ask forgiveness of your sin, which you will do in communion. Remember, nobody fools God. Amen.
We continue now with the Nicene Creed, page 358. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
All that is seen and unseen. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God,
eternally God and Father, God from God, life from life,
True God,
we are not made
of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, He is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy
Catholic and Catholic Church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Prayers of the People, Form 1, page 383. Page 383.
And with all our minds, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above, for the loving kindness of God, and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all peoples, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our assisting bishop, for the search process that will identify our next bishop, And for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president, for the leaders of the nations, and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, for every city and community, and for those who live in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather,
for
unseasonable weather, and for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the good earth which God has given us, and for the wisdom and will to conserve it, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel on land, on water, in the air, or through outer space, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the aged and infirm, for the widowed and orphans, and for the sick and the suffering, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Today, we offer prayers for St. Matthew's Beacon, St. Andrew's Beacon Village, the Village of Rampart, for St. Jude's North Pole, St. Mark, St. Anna, St. Stephen's, Fort Yukon, and the community of Lower Post, British Columbia. We also pray for the church in Venezuela and the native people in the Diocese of North Carolina. And of course, at home, we pray for the flooded communities and families of the interior, for the Reverend Berkman, the Reverend Seymour, for Candy, Essie, Isaac, Kristen, Arnold, Howard, Audrey, Linda, Harold, Beverly, Sharon, Bentley, Robert, and Joe. We pray for Carly, Hannah, Arthur, Elmerline, Phyllis, Mary, Richard, Elaine, Vince, Dolly, Henry, Rita, Beau, and Heather. For Kitson, for Mona, Walt, Catherine, Caleb, Joan, James, Kathy, Byron, Norma, Frank, Maggie, Irene, Felicia, and Rodney. We pray for those traveling, for those in recovery, for all those serving overseas and their families, for our family in Denali Center, the Pioneer Home, the correctional centers, and other homes and programs, and for all those who are grieving. And I invite you to add your own prayers at this time.
For all those traveling,
for all these things, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor and the oppressed, for the unemployed and the destitute, for prisoners and captives, and for all who remember and care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died in the hope of the resurrection, we remember today email. And for all the departed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For deliverance from all danger, violence, oppression, and degradation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the absolution and remission of our sins and offenses, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may end our lives in faith and hope, without suffering and without reproach, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Defend us, deliver us, and in thy compassion protect us, O Lord, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
In the communion of all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
Even as we have confessed, Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Everyone gets to jump to their feet. Jump to their feet. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Share that with each other. No hiding. This is not an amateur operation. I'm operating on about 20 minutes of sleep. You need to know. Oh, no, you do coffee. I want to have fun with this. So I've only had 20 minutes of sleep. I got in about 2:30 this morning from Anchorage. And I'm not sure I can put a sentence together. Anchorage doesn't look like that. It started raining. I went down Wednesday lunchtime, and it was pouring. I mean, not sprinkling, pouring. It was pouring down rain. Wednesday when I got there, and it kept just pouring down rain the whole time I was there. This is the first time my feet have been dry since I left. And it was raining when I left. It doesn't look like that. The reason I was there, the Episcopal Church in Alaska, which goes all the way from St. John's in Ketchikan, where Father Ron Kotrick is, who's retiring in this January because he's 71 years old, goes all the way from Ketchikan to my friends up there in Point Hope, where Vera Frankson is getting on an airplane today, and when she gets off the plane, she's finally going to be able to take the hood off her cuspid that she's been wearing the whole time, because when she went to Anchorage, that big city, she got her hair done so her husband could see her hair was curly, but it kept raining, and so she wore her hood the whole time she was down there, because she wanted to, so when she gets off the plane, her husband can see her curly hair. So when she gets off the plane this afternoon, she'll finally take her hood off so he can see how curly her hair are. So the Episcopal Church goes all the way from Father Ron down there in Ketchikan to Vera and Elijah and Dorcas and all them up in Point Hope. And all once a year, that whole group of people gets together for a meeting called the convention. And that meeting ran from Wednesday till about 10 o'clock last night. The meeting, part of the meeting, ended about 4:30, and then there was a final big church service that Norman Elliott preached at, and I'm not going to tell you all the jokes Norman Elliott told. Something about different wine. No, don't get me started. I know too much, and it's too weird. That service was to honor the clergy that have died since the last convention. David Salmon, Titus Peter, Hugh Hall and Kodiak, Don Bullock, George Beacom. To honor the elders who are in the Society of St. Simeon and St. Anna, and to announce the new members of the Society of St. Simeon and St. Anna. Some of the new members were there, some weren't. The ones that aren't there, somewhere along the line, will receive the gold cross that shows you're a member, and some other things. Among the new members of that society are Simon Francis Sr., who's sitting right there. Robert Joseph of Stevens Village. Becky Snow. Gladys Terry. Margaret Bassett of Irene. Sorry, I'm pointing it at Irene. That's where she was at 8 o'clock. A circle. Now, I don't know if all those people know they're in the society. I didn't know they were in the society until the service started. But there they are. And that's kind of a neat thing. That's the way the meeting ended. Yeah, honest, if I could start talking, I could talk forever. Some of me is really only 7 years old. The thing about this meeting was it was so peaceful. You want to know what the meeting was like? It was like Steve talking. There wasn't that much business to do, so all we did was tell stories about each other. And just as Steve told stories about his father and his grandfather, Father Michael Oleska, who's a Russian Orthodox priest and does work around the state in cross-cultural, led the first day of the thing in cross-cultural communication. And he's like the Russian Orthodox George Carlin. Now, and he's really funny. And that set the mood for the whole thing. Some people are playing basketball, some people are playing football. You got different things going on. You may have a different sense of time if you grew up in a village. You know, what's the big deal? I'm not going anyplace. So maybe meeting starts at 4 o'clock. Maybe it starts tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Who knows? Who cares? We're all just here. We're not going anyplace. If I live in the city, it's going to start at 4 o'clock because I got a lot of things to do. I'm playing football. You're playing basketball. Just remember, everybody's playing a different game. So just listen to each other's stories. He said, so we did. So we told stories about our grandfathers. Like you just heard. You want to know what the meeting was like? It was like that. And that, what it made for was a really peaceful meeting. We all just told stories. And it was really neat. And like I said, part of some of these 12 years, it was so peaceful. I tried to get a fight started someplace, but nobody wanted to get an argument going. Everybody was just peaceful. We did do some business. We came out in favor of Sunday school. That was a big hot issue. We came out in favor of helping people in jail. There was another resolution that was floating around that was a little bit controversial. And the convention looked at it and officially said, huh. That's all we said. We didn't say yay. We didn't say that's a dumb idea. All the convention said was, huh. So nobody could fight about it, because all we said was, huh. Which nobody knew what to do with. They're not used to people. We just said, huh. Everybody else, St. Matthew's was ably represented by Julia Cockrell, who usually comes to this service and sat through Constitution and Canons, from Laura Bender, who had to put up with being Norman Elliott's daughter for 4 days, a little longer than that. She's been his daughter, but she had to publicly be his daughter. Mary Margaret Davis, who with John Holtz on the Standing Committee, is doing a whole lot of very hard things that most of us don't know about at all. Because they're in charge, because we don't have a bishop these days. But we have had an assisting bishop, Bishop Rusty Kimsey, who you may not have met. He lives in Oregon, but he's been up here. And he has been every place from Ketchikan to Point Hope. And in the last 3 weeks, I mean, he's been every place. I couldn't have done his schedule. And I'll tell you more about him in a minute. The other big business we talked about is sooner or later we're going to choose a bishop. There are now five, they're down to five people they've narrowed it down to. One from before and four others. And we'll find out who those names are in January or February. Until then, in case you, like me, think there aren't any secrets, there are. Nobody knows who those names are. In mid-April, the entire church will come together again for a meeting to now vote for whoever those four or five people are, for who the next bishop is. The meeting will be, with Wednesday as a clergy meeting, the meeting will be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the week after Easter. You know, like there's Easter, and then there's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 150 people are going to come together to do this. And they're all going to come together to do this. This is fun. So there was some questions about where this was going to be. A lot of people said, how about St. Matthew's? And I said, that's a wonderful idea. We could do that. We don't do much during Holy Week or Easter anyway. What the heck? We can get ready for housing for 150 people. No, I said things like, can't you move the date of the thing? And they can't move the date of the thing because it's all tied up with how many weeks till this and that and the other, and so they're stuck with those dates. And so they're all going to come to your house. No, they're all going to, the meeting is going to be at Meyer Lake in Wasilla because they're not a church. They don't have to deal with Holy Week and Easter. So they'll, and it's springtime and the road will be nice. So we can all drive down to Wasilla and say hello to Sarah Palin and vote for a new bishop. It's not going to be here. You know, I said we could do it because we can do anything in St. Matthew's. But the problem is it'll kill Hillary. I mean, it won't bother me. I can just be the priest and go, oh, yeah, we'll pray, da-da-da. But it's going to kill Bruce and Hillary and Tree and you, because it would all end up in your house, in your lap. So it's down the road, down that way, in Wasilla. Yeah, and I'll just shut up in a minute, or I could do this for the next. Bishop Kimsey has seen more of this stake quicker than any of us have. And so he gave the opening sermon Thursday night. And he ended the sermon by saying, here are my suggestions for the next bishop. Whoever the next bishop is, here's my suggestions now that I've done this for a while. And after it was over, I said, somebody should get a copy of that so it's written down. The first suggestion he had was, whoever the new bishop is, ought to go live in a village for at least 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Never mind anything else. Go live in a village for at least 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And his second suggestion is, go spend 2 or 3 days around St. Matthew's. Go spend 2 or 3 days around St. Matthew's and what they're doing there. And he ended his sermon by saying that when it's all over, what he's going to remember are the eyes of the children in the villages. And whoever the new bishop is needs to go find out what that's about. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? So anyway, that the other thing about it, yeah, there, that's what it was like. It was a really peaceful, nice time. Everybody else will come back today or tomorrow, etc. You can call Vera in Point Hope and ask her how her husband liked the hairdo. Everybody says hello to all of you. I invited them all to come here, just not for the meeting. I mean, just come by and visit sometime. There were 3 ladies from Virginia who probably will show up sometime. They kept taking my picture. They'd never seen a priest wearing tennis shoes. So they may show up sometime. It was a good time. Other than that, I don't know anything about any announcements except I can tell you Anchorage does not look like that. Are there any announcements about anything?
Yes, there are announcements in the... I'll do the announcements.
Okay.
Okay.
Just quickly.
I've got it mostly from the bulletin, which you can read. The Health Ministry Library has got a display in the parish hall. We're trying to work on the budget for next year, but more to the point, we've got a $10,678 deficit so far on our use of the money this year, and hopefully people will think of that when they receive their permanent dividend funds. And there is a annual winter wear giveaway hosted by the Presbyterian Church on the 15th of October, and you can drop off stuff October the 12th to the 14th. 9 a.m. on Thursday the 15th, they need some volunteers to set stuff up. United Thank Offering in Gathering is coming up in a couple of weeks, and there are boxes all over the place and envelopes if you want to put your stuff and reuse your box. But I've got little displays of boxes in the back and here and on the piano in the parish hall. And I think, except for the fact that we're going to celebrate a wedding in a couple of weeks on the 24th, which is open to all, I believe, at 3 o'clock on the 24th.
What?
3:30. Okay, all right. And two of our very favorite people who, one of them in the choir and one of them in the congregation.
Okay. Helen reminded me.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in a while, but it'd be fun to do.
There we go.
And we're going to start doing it now. We can do this. I publish and announce the bans this morning of marriage between Thomas Marsh of Fairbanks and Bonnie Hammeister of Fairbanks, who intend to be married October
24th.
If anyone can show just cause why they may not be joined together in holy matrimony, you are bidden to declare it. This is the first and who knows how many times of asking. Okay, got that? You're supposed to do that before wedding. So just... Any other answers?
Things were kind of a zoo last week. Ha 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 ha. The animals, remember? So, anyway, the bad joke. The health ministry is helping with food for a parish family that the woman is bedridden. Okay, anyway. And we have the health ministry is committing to take food for the family for the Mondays in October. And if anybody could give us a little hand with ingredients or something, that would be wonderful. So if you can help a little bit or a lot, see somebody from health ministry. And at this service, that would be me and Hillary.
Okay. Are there any visitors or newcomers who'd like to introduce themselves? Justin, back from Iraq, was at the 9 o'clock service. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just standing here falling asleep. We have awards. If you introduce yourself to all these people.
I'm Mary Wilson.
It's nice to have you back. Whoops. Anybody else? Are there any birthdays or anniversaries? Come on over. Come on over.
My granddaughter.
For Elizabeth, who's... What's called? It's a joint birthday? Really? Yes, we've been doing this. Okay, who we're praying for? Your granddaughter, Elizabeth.
My granddaughter, Ashley Kay and Cheyenne.
For Ashley Kay and Cheyenne.
For Kelly and Roll, my son's.
For Kelly Monroe? For Kelly Monroe.
Sister Katie.
For Katie. You're a joint birthday?
Oh, kind of, sort of. It's mine today.
Oh, and your first name?
Richard.
An anniversary for Jane and Hillary.
An anniversary for Jane and Hillary and
for
Scott and Elizabeth. All right, so we'll throw Jane and Hillary and Scott and Elizabeth into the birthday prayer. Is that all right with you? Okay. So we'll pray for everybody from Ashley?
No, it's Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth. That's right. Okay. Anyway, we're using the prayer, page 830, prayer 50.
Oh, God.
Our times are in your hands. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants, Elizabeth, Ashley K., Cheyenne,
Kelly
Monroe,
Katie,
Richard, and Gina and Hillary and Scott and Elizabeth, as they all begin another year, grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace and strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord of wonder and delight in this season of the year, filled with the beauty of autumn and surprises, apparently. Behold the gift of your friends whom you brought in your creation now, or whose relationships began this time of year. Let the light of your love surround them. The songs of angels sing them to sleep at night, and your love for all wrap around like a warm blanket on a cold night. In your name we do pray. For your friends. Amen. Happy birthday. Anniversary. Ashley K. Sam. If there aren't any other announcements, birthdays, anniversaries.
Whoa.
Oh.
Jerry and I went up to help with Sunday school, but we got kicked up. No, we didn't. There were just a few children, and somebody was saying that there was another family that would have come, but they don't have transportation. So I signed up on the board for transportation for Sunday school. And maybe we should start offering rides for people if they want to sign up in the parish hall.
If you can help with rides for church on Sunday, there's a sign-up sheet back there?
Mm-hmm.
Sign-up sheet back there, if you can help with the rides. If you have any questions, talk to her. You know more than I did. You're in charge now of the transportation committee. Okay.
There were
16 last week. It's a fluid situation. Remember the words of our Lord. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Okay. Remember the words of our Lord. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Choir's going to sing. Presumably. continue now with the Great Thanksgiving, page 361. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give
Him
thanks and praise.
It is right. And a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices now with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven, who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Continues now, you may sit or kneel or remain standing, whatever helps you to pray.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and became the subject of evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only eternal Son, to share in our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to bring us back to you, to God, the Father of all. He outstretched his arms on the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which was given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which was shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is dying.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in the sacrifice and praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink and new unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and in peace. And on the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, and as Bella Jean leads us first in her language.
Nan karakot gon chi chi drin shit no one na sit drin dot lekutana jan ho shi no what guandu no what oang kuchinli. Not so I'm not guandu no what tanki tin. Go stun oang kuchitelli. Go gekutan dai gutsa no what tano esho. Go guandu gutsa no hoyenonchi. Go hajiu no sunnichi. Go gekwadat dai koi kwate. Shika ko shikenji. Amen.
Amen. We're bold to pray with her and our Lord, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Of God for you, the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on them in your hearts now by faith with thanksgiving. This is the Lord's feast, and He invites all to come and share. No one is turned away. We have the honor of being your servants, the choir and us here. Servants at last, we invite the front pews to come forward first to receive. Thank you. 165, let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace. Grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Somewhere in the middle of the last funeral, the one for Isabel, Archdeacon Anna Frank said in the middle of her sermon, we have to do something to make ourselves happy, so we tell stories. God has to do something to make the world happy, so he tells stories. The Lord God, when he walked this earth, never had much money. I just spent 3 days in budget meetings, and the church never has much money either. Richer than money, the Lord God has you. The church has you. And your story, whatever it is, what you learned from your grandfather, for better or worse, whatever your story is part of the story together. St. Matthew's is telling to the world. And the story we are saying together here is part of the story that Wilfred Lane and Kotzebue, who used to watch Bishop Gordon celebrate in Point Hope when Wilfred was an acolyte. And Wilfred said, I could do that. And so he does. So, Gordon Blue, who noticed there wasn't any shelter for people that were homeless or incapacitated in Sitka, so he got a house. And so there's a place for those people now in Sitka. Your story and the story of this place is a story of Point Hope and Ketchikan and Sitka and Nenana and Fort Chicon and Ramp City and everybody else. The story that God is telling to the world to make the world happy. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. Keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father who created us, the Son who loves us, the Spirit that binds us together, seen and unseen, be with us now and remain with us always. Amen. Amen. Hymn 460. be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's coffee and conversation in the back. There's snow and ice and geese and ducks and robins and rod sails and berries you haven't picked yet.